all the people that have invested into the community in the community program.
To the year's program, right. And every week you can pick up. It varies with timing and what's available, obviously,
correct.
But
sure.
You pick up your portion of the crop.
Yep.
In Olwick, I think you can pick it up also at in Bridgewater. They're all over.
Yeah.
Different markets. So there are various places to pick it up all over northern New Jersey.
Well, and here's the challenge, though, folks, because I've heard about these. Be prepared for quantity. You're not just picking up a bag. You're getting a pretty good size quantity, and you got to find something to do with all that, or you're going
to
have a lot of friends.
I bought into a crop once in Warren County and ended up with more tomatoes than I could.
Yeah.
Than I knew what to do with.
Yep. Start handing them out.
I threw them all in a pot and boiled them down and canned them.
There you go. Yeah. So yeah, you have to have a strategy because as soon as you receive them, you got to start figuring out what you're going to do with it all.
You're going to do with it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool. All right. What else we
also
got?
Also talked to Bob LeCompte.
Okay.
Bob is on the board. He runs a farm there in Lebanon, 66 Allerton Road. It's Valley Crest Preserve. Now, a lot of people have heard of Valley Crest Preserve. It's a nonprofit that does all kinds of programs for kids and education demonstration kinds of programs. But
mm-hmm.
He owns the farm. He used to own the farm, and of course now it's in part of the Valley Crest Preserve.
Mm-hmm.
But he also owns a farm stand, which is quite active and is run separately.
Right.
There on Allerton Road.
Okay.
And he's expecting a good strawberry crop, and the asparagus is available now and will go on for another month.
Mm-hmm.
And rhubarb, he says, is available still, but it tends to burn out in June.
Okay.
So if you want rhubarb, you got to head down to the farm or
mm-hmm.
wherever you go to get it.
Cool.
He's there on Allerton Road, just off Route 31.
Mm-hmm.
Maria Axena, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, but she runs the farm stand. She's Lithuanian.
Okay.
And does a lot of things there. Not only offers fruits and berries and vegetables, but also has potted herbs and tropical plants and flowers and all kinds of pickles and preserves.
Mm-hmm.
At Big Farm Stand, so that's one to put on your list.
Well, so all right, so we got that. Just an FYI on Soviet style countries and their names. We tend to always put an emphasis on the second to last syllable, so we tend to say Axena, but most of the time it's the first syllable. It's Axena.
First syllable.
Yeah, Axena.
Axena.
Yeah.
Good to know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way.
So. You escaped the camp, huh?
Yeah. So. All right. So
also, there are other farms in the county and area. Bonacarsi has a big farm stand there on Croton Road in Franklin Township,
mm-hmm.
which is open every day. And they grow asparagus and strawberries and all kinds of tomatoes. And I think they said 30 different varieties of tomatoes.
Wow.
Raspberries, blackberries, fruits, flowers, all kinds of things. Free-range eggs also.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on Croton Road. Phillips Farms on Church Road in outside Milford there.
Okay.
Has a huge amount of fields and orchards of different types of fruits and vegetables. And they also offer pick-your-own strawberries. And later in the summer, pick-your-own blueberries,
mm-hmm.
as well as raspberries. So you can do all kinds of pick-your-own things there, all from now through September, I suppose.
Cool. Wow.
Big farm stands.
Big farm stands.
Hanging baskets, potted flowering plants, all kinds of annuals and perennials and herbs and so forth. So it's a place to head to. It's closed on Tuesdays, but otherwise it's open.
So, between
Phillips also does a lot of the farm markets in North Jersey and in New York City. I ran into them when I lived in New York years ago.
There's a theme again. Wow. And you they followed you out here, too. No.
They
you followed them.
I followed them, I think. Anyway, lots of farms around,
sure.
And farm stands. That by no means is this all. You can drive down any road and find a farm stand.
Sure.
Soon they may not be open now, and the problem is they're probably limited to several or a handful of produce or vegetables, fruits, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to cover those that offer a wide variety and a lot of stuff.
Yep.
With these we talked about today.
Moral of the story is you got no excuse for getting good, fresh produce. You got it at the farmer markets.
Absolutely.
You got them in the farm stands. They're right around the corner from you. Why would you go and get stuff that's not straight from the source?
Exactly.
Yep.
It's fresher, and the taste is unbeatable.
Yep. Cool. As always, sir, appreciate having a chat with you, and glad you gave us the information.
Good talking.
And I know you slapped me down the last time. Strawberry rhubarb pie is not really your thing, right?
No,
It happened last year, too.
Pie.
I suggested it.
I think my favorite pie is still apple.
There you go. Well, you're going to have to wait a couple months then. So.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you again next week.
Very good.
All right, Al. Thanks. Thank you, sir. Bye bye. Al War, Business with Al, giving us insight into the farmers in our area. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine. Sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.com.
Be more efficient about it. And that would be my Vince Arnold, you know, never say I should have for the day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Good morning, Hunterdon, on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
At least two people killed in Oklahoma after Twister's touchdown in Katy and Johnston County. Strong winds, heavy downpours, and large hail reported across multiple states. Today is yet another Super Tuesday. Republicans voting in primaries in Nebraska and West Virginia. Democrats casting their ballots only in West Virginia, where Senator Bernie Sanders stands to be victorious over Hillary Clinton. Here's Joe Gomez.
Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders face off in West Virginia.
If we can win a majority of the pledged delegates, we're going to go into Philadelphia in the Democratic convention.
I feel so strongly about this because it's not just a woman's issue, it's a family issue, and it's an economic issue.
Most polls have Sanders leading Clinton in the West Virginia primary by several points. Republicans will also go out to vote in primaries in Nebraska and West Virginia. Donald Trump is the last candidate standing. I'm Joe Gomez.
And this is USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Last time coming 29 years ago against the Boston Red Sox in 1986. The National League champions send 13-game winner Matt Harvey to the mound in Game 1 tonight at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, while the two-time defending American League champs will start veteran 13-game winner Edinson Volquez. It is the first World Series to feature two expansion teams. In Kansas City, I'm Chris Bales.
The American League champion Kansas City Royals are hosting, and the first pitch is at 8:07 Eastern Time tonight. Walmart wants to get into the drone delivery business. The retailer applied to the FAA yesterday for an exemption from current drone regulations. Walmart is looking for permission to test out drone delivery to customers' homes and in its store parking lots. This is USA Headline News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my wedding ring!
When you're really only covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my Dakota ring!
Oh well, it was weird anyway.
Or how with renter's insurance, you're covered for...
valuables, electronics, bikes, karaoke machines, waffle makers, superhero pajamas.
And without it, you're covered for... Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Tesla is hoping to crack the electric car market in China, the world's largest car market. With more, here's Joe McConnell.
China's offering incentives to companies that produce lower emission vehicles because pollution is so horrendous, but China doesn't allow foreign car makers to make and sell cars there, so Tesla is looking for a Chinese partner. CEO Elon Musk says making the cars in China for sale in China, instead of in California where most are made now, would make them a lot more affordable for Chinese consumers. He thinks that could happen in 2 or 3 years. I'm Joe McConnell.
Outdoor sporting goods company REI will go dark on Black Friday. The company says its 143 stores will be closed on the biggest shopping day of the year. REI's CEO Jerry Stritzke says the day after Thanksgiving is the perfect time for people to remember that, quote, being outside makes our lives better. He also encourages the company's loyal customers to skip the sales and instead spend the day outdoors. People can even take to social media to talk about their Black Friday plans with the hashtag #OptOutside. It's against the law, but age discrimination is widespread in the U.S. job market. That's the finding of a new study out this week. The National Bureau of Economic Research study released yesterday says younger job applicants got called back at much higher rates than older workers. The study found it to be the case across a wide range of jobs, from administrative to sales, security, and janitors. The study says it's even worse for older women. The authors say it's particularly true in sales positions, where they found evidence of much stronger age discrimination for women than for men. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Headline News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through vitamin C, wake-up call, and chamber chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon, HuntingChamber.com. I got my guest here. It's Greg DeSanctis, and he is from Raritan Valley Community College. We've been doing this for about 2 years now, loving the enjoyment of learning all about the extra things that are going on at our community college for both Somerset and Hunterdon counties. Greg is the director of the Honors Program over there, and we're going to learn a lot about it. So let's bring Greg in and find out all about it. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm
doing very well. We have you here, and we're going to learn about the Honors Program. So we usually start out with the simple stuff. Who are you? How did you get involved with Raritan Valley Community College?
Sure. I've been working at Raritan Valley for over 14 years now in a variety of roles, initially in the financial aid office, before I moved into academic advising. I was an advisor for about 5 years, and I was lucky enough to work with the New Jersey STAR students, which is a scholarship program for high-achieving high school graduates, students who graduate in the top 15% of their class and who choose to attend their home county college for free tuition throughout their 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
After working with this group for several years, the college decided to create an honors college, a separate cohort of students within Raritan Valley.
Right.
And I was fortunate enough to be asked, since I had been working with these high-achieving students already as a New Jersey STARS advisor, to coordinate the honors program with a faculty partner at Raritan Valley.
Well,
we've now been doing this for 5 years, and we're in the midst of recruiting for our sixth cohort currently.
Well. That's the beginning, right? So we're just talking about the honors program and how that got all started. But let's talk about Greg a little bit. How long you been in Raritan Valley Community College?
I've been at Raritan for 14 years now.
Well.
And in advising and counseling specifically for 8.
Okay. And what was your aspirations prior to getting to Raritan Valley? What did you originally study for?
Well, actually, my story is a bit unique, and it's somewhat coincidental that I work at a community college now, given that it was not a clear career path for me. I went to college as a finance major with hopes of becoming a stockbroker. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out. After a major change into human resources, I eventually got a degree in human resources. Uh-huh. That didn't work out after about 6 weeks on the job, so I'm a college graduate with a career that I don't really particularly enjoy. And after pit stops working part-time construction and then eventually working for several years as a librarian, I found my way to Raritan Valley, fortunately, in a job in the financial aid office. So it kind of came full circle. I started out with a career hoping to be in finance, and fast forward about 10 years, and I have a job working in financial aid.
Wow.
And then I was fortunate enough once in financial aid to really find my calling, which was helping students and help them reach their goals and dreams.
Neat. Now, what's really interesting about that is that in my experience, and I've mentioned this on a couple of other shows as well, I've read that the students today are going to experience about 11 different career changes in their lifetime.
Yes.
And now we couple that with the fact that Raritan Valley Community College, the students that are going in there today usually don't have a set career path. They usually don't have it all figured out yet, and they're going there to try a couple of things out. There's more internship-type programs now that are being available at RVCC and other places. So you're kind of a model for that situation. You get that experience.
Absolutely. When I advise students, I try to relate to them. That's the best way to advise somebody, is that you can share a connection to show them that you understand what they're going through.
Right.
And for them, they initially might see my title and assume perhaps I was one of those people who had life figured out from the time I was 10 years old and I had a direct career path and knew exactly what I wanted all along.
Sure.
And once they hear a little bit about my struggles, my trying plan A, plan B, plan C, some ups and downs in my life to eventually get to a career that I'm well suited for, I think it gives them a calmness that allows them to realize they don't have to figure out life at 18.
They don't have to have an answer for everything.
It's an ongoing process to eventually reach that perfect fit.
Excellent. Excellent. So, all right. So you've been through everything, and now you've come full circle, and we now are at RVCC. Let's go before college, though. What were you thinking of doing before you got into college? What was your initial decision? Was it really a stockbroker?
Yeah.
In high school?
I saw the movie Wall Street with Charlie Sheen, and I was enamored, and I thought, wow, this is a glamorous lifestyle, and like a lot of 17, 18-year-olds, I wanted to make a lot of money, and that was the only thing that mattered was making a lot of money. And again, it's somewhat coincidental or ironic that I work at a college now, because I don't think I could have approached the process more poorly had I tried. I picked my college because I liked the football team. I went to Penn State. I picked my major because I saw a movie that I thought inspired me and might look cool.
Okay.
I never sought out advising, so it's kind of, again, somewhat surprising that I am an advisor, because I never actually sought any advising out.
Now we're getting Freudian, because now you're saying that you're an advisor now because you probably could have used it.
Well, I tell students that part of my job now is to help them avoid some of the pitfalls I experienced because I was either too proud or didn't know who to ask, and so I tried to figure things out on my own. And now knowing they're professionals who actually may know a little bit more than an 18-year-old, use those services. Avail yourselves of all the resources Raritan any school has to offer, and you can sometimes avoid some of the stops and starts that I experienced as a result.
Yep, excellent. All right, so stockbroker and then in Penn State, very cool. We have a rivalry. I'm from Northwestern, so and we kicked your butt last year. See, I get to say that at least once, because we don't normally get to do that. Anyway. So now you're at RVCC. You've been there for 14 years.
Yes, 14 years.
And lots of different changes in your life there, right?
Absolutely.
So now we have this honors program, and what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about how the honors program evolved and how it got started.
Sounds great.
All right, you're listening to Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamber.com. I got Greg DeSantis here, and we'll talk more with him in just a moment.
Good evening, this is Dr. Eagle. My pal Eagle. We want to
to invite you to visit us at the haunted village of the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the Red Mill Haunted Village.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good morning, Hunter and Hunterdon.com. Greg DeSanctis here. We're talking about the RVCC Honors Program. And so we learned a little bit about Greg and how he got into his current role. And now we're going to talk a little bit about the Honors Program itself. So isn't it normal that most schools, I mean, you know, we go into high school, and you and I have both been talking off air about being in college, that there's all sorts of either fraternities or honor societies that are out there. Is this honor program similar to that, or and was there something prior to this, and this is replacing it?
Sure. Well, I think that what you're describing is very common at a four-year school, but not nearly as common at a community college. Many community colleges in New Jersey and nationwide have honors programs. But what we have is an honors college, the difference being that ours is a cohort-based model where students come in at the same entry point and take the same classes together throughout their 2 years prior to earning their associates. There's a fixed set of classes that they all have to take together because in addition to the academics, we're trying to build this we're trying to build the extracurricular, the co-curricular, the part of that engagement that you don't feel at a community college as often, where you may be feeling like the dorm, the weekend experience, the football games, all that. We're trying to create a greater sense of connection with these honor students by allowing them to take the same classes with the same students and then support those classes with extracurricular, co-curricular activities.
Okay. Wow. All right. So I'm going to have a ton of questions on this now. So it's an interesting philosophy. What do you think was the impetus for that?
Well, the Honors College... Initially, we always had honors classes at Raritan Valley. We've always had high-achieving students at Raritan Valley. But they often had to set their own course if they wanted to push themselves. Mm-hmm. They had to choose to take an honors class. There was nothing put in front of them saying, you have to take this as part of a learning objective, or if you want to reach your goals, you need this class.
Right.
So they had to, in a way, self-motivate. It wasn't the structure, perhaps, they were used to in high school, where you had like an AP track or some sort of track where that keeps you with the other high-achieving students all working together towards a common objective. Once you got to college, it was more, I need to keep up my grades. I need to reach my own goals. I'm kind of doing this by myself in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And so Raritan Valley, probably back in 2009, as far back, began realizing that there's a group of students on our campus that would benefit from being part of a learning community, being part of a cohort, and growing together, and as part of being in this environment, push each other to heights that perhaps they weren't even sure were possible.
Right.
So the creation of the Honors College occurred back in 2011. In the fall of 2011, we brought in our first cohort of students. We had 17 students in that initial cohort,
mm-hmm.
and they represented a cross-section of high schools from throughout Hunter and Somerset counties. It was a unique process because for community colleges to recruit students and having them choose not to go to a four-year school and come to a community college because the experience they're going to receive is equal to or greater than what they would receive at a four-year school,
right,
was a somewhat unique idea at that point.
Yeah.
So getting out to the high school, speaking to the guidance counselors, explaining what this Honors College was, mm-hmm. was part of those early years.
Right.
We did a lot of visits to high schools without the students present, really just to inform the counselors that
sure.
we have this new program that is something special, that's something unique to Raritan Valley, that is a program that your high-achieving students would benefit and flourish in, and that it was an opportunity to get the best of both worlds, that they could have the comforts of home, the cost effectiveness that a community college always provides, but with rigorous academics
mm-hmm.
and outcomes that could exceed what their high school options were.
Yeah.
I guess I'm curious. It was the economic situation during the 2007, 8, and 9 that made this college think of this? Was there a shift in the academic college post-high school world that you guys saw this opportunity?
No, I don't think it was. I think it's somewhat coincidental that the Honors College happened to launch at a time of the economic downturn.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the academics, Raritan Valley has always been known for strong academics nationwide in the community college world. I think it was another opportunity for Raritan to distinguish itself among community colleges at both the state and national levels in offering an honors college and gaining additional visibility for Raritan as a whole and kind of showing off the amazing academics that were always in place at our college but perhaps weren't as obvious to
right.
all those who live in the counties that we serve.
Right. So let me I'm going to use some perceptions that I've had over the years of community college that has changed, obviously. I've spoken to Raritan Valley Community College. I've visited there. I've had a number of your folks come on over the last couple of years. And my perception of a community college has significantly changed from the days when I went to college.
Sure.
And the choices that people make today and the options that community colleges offer has also changed that perception as well. But back in the day, this is in the 80s and 70s, the community college was the place that people went to if they, A, didn't make a four-year college, or they couldn't afford a four-year college, or they needed to kind of regrade themselves because they didn't really take advantage of their high school opportunities, and this was a purgatory, if you will, to show yourself and then move on. That's historical. That's 30 years ago. Not anything close to Raritan Valley Community College today. Now I go over there and I see that it's becoming a value choice, a very good value choice for students to go. You guys, the Raritan Valley Community College especially, but a lot of the community colleges now have the agreements with the four-year colleges where you get your education 2 years in Raritan Valley and then you move on to the 4 years potentially. So with that complete shift of the way a Raritan Valley Community College and community colleges in general has created this opportunity, why did you see that you needed a special niche
of group of students that you needed to take care of in that environment? What does that group of students need that they weren't getting when they were showing up in the early 2000s? I know it's a long question.
Well, I think, like I said, part of it was that the high-achieving students were always coming to Raritan, and they were having to kind of run their own race and plot their own course, and we wanted to provide additional support services and provide some structure that would allow foster an environment where all high-achieving students were taking the same classes together, so that as far as their expectations individually, feeding off of an environment where everybody had big goals and big dreams, and not having to wonder, if I have a lab assignment and we're a partner, am I going to have to do all the work? Is it okay that I want to go to an Ivy League school? Yeah, of course, it's great, because everybody in that honors program may not have the exact same school as a destination, but they have the exact same goals. They hold themselves to a high standard.
Sure.
And putting students like that in that same environment, one, it's great.
Great setting.
Educational practice.
Yeah.
But it's a promotional for the college. It shows the quality of the work that our faculty and staff have done for decades.
Right.
But it also puts students in a more advantageous position, because past success paves the way for future success, as it is with many things in life. And those first couple of years where we were, as an honors college, trying to get the word out, trying to get guidance counselors and schools to buy into the premise of, we're a first choice school, not a backup plan.
Well, that's apparently, that's come out loud and clear over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Well,
that's true. And that's not reserved solely for the Honors College. That's in general, because there was always a misconception that if you go to a community college, you're somehow deferring your dreams or closing doors on options.
Right.
But the reality is, you're giving yourself more options as a result, because you're putting yourself in a better position academically.
And financially.
And you have greater clarity in what you want to do with your life.
Yep.
And you know yourself better, so you're not transferring to a school that you might have gone to out of high school because of peer pressure, or because that's where my friends went, or that's because where my parents want me to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're now picking schools because of who you are. You've maybe changed your major and gained greater clarity on what you want to study.
Yep.
Sure, you've saved some money. You've gotten high-level academics.
Yep.
You've gotten a chance to be involved on campus, because perhaps at a big school, when you go away, you don't hit your stride on a personal level until maybe your junior or senior year, where you feel like, okay, now I want to be a leader. I want to be a voice on campus.
Right.
At Raritan Valley, you get started from day one. So when you transfer as a junior after finishing your associate's degree at Raritan, your leadership skills are much more enhanced than perhaps a student who spent their first 2 years kind of just trying to figure out how their big four-year college works.
Yep.
Those Raritan students are coming in as juniors, confident, academically prepared, and have already experienced success that comes with, you know, leadership and the confidence that you gain as a result of seeing something you've been a part of grow.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things that aren't apparent at the beginning, but as you continue evolving throughout your Raritan experience, what they look back most fondly on when they graduate are the experiences they had, and the understanding that those experiences may not even been available at a four-year school had they chose to go there.
Sure. Now, the since you said the first one you opened was 17 students.
Yes.
I still got so many questions. Okay, so they're obviously not all studying the same.
Not the same major.
Major. Yeah. So how did you get them to be cohorts, but yet they're so diverse in their direction?
Well, what we did was, when we designed the curriculum, we identified core general education courses that were applicable to all majors.
Okay.
So to clarify, every student in the Honors College is not taking the exact same 20, 21 courses needed for their associate's degree. They're taking usually about 8 or so honors classes, and we've identified classes that are common to every major, such as English 1, English 2, a math, a psychology, classes that every major needs in some form. And so therefore, students are getting the best of both worlds. You could be a business major, an engineering major, an English major, and all be in the Honors College because you're taking your non-major classes as part of your Honors College cohort,
mm-hmm.
and then you're taking your major specific classes with those similar students who are interested in business, engineering, or English.
Right.
So, you're getting the best of both worlds. You're not in a little bubble where it's just the 25 or 30 Honors students, and then you're all together and you never interact with the rest of the college.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a varied experience because you're getting Honors classes with your other Honors classmates, but then you're also taking engineering or business or any major with those other students who have the same career pursuits as you.
Okay. So you're getting – it's two different environments, but it's giving you a diverse perspective.
Correct. So, nice. So the Gen Ed classes, that core that every student needs, those are the Honors classes, and that allows us to offer the Honors experience to any student pursuing an associate's degree. It's not major specific.
When you guys released this, did you think you were acquiring another group of students that you had not reached before, or did you simply replace students that you normally would have had on campus and just give them a better opportunity?
I think initially, until our visibility rose and until our success started being evident, we were probably attracting many of the students that we would have gotten already,
mm-hmm.
but we were collecting them and bringing them together as part of a learning community in a cohort. But I would say as we've evolved over the last few years, now, like I said, we're heading into our sixth year, I know for a fact because as we have to interview the students. That's part of our application process because for the Honors College, the application process is different than the regular RVCC admissions process.
Right.
Part of the Honors College application process includes an interview. And in an interview, we often ask the students, what schools are you considering? Because often they're interviewing with us while they haven't finalized their choice yet.
Yep.
And they'll tell us they've gotten accepted to a litany of schools. You know, Rutgers, a lot of the in-state schools, some great out-of-state schools. And they've heard about the Honors College, and they now want to find out if this is a viable option for them before they make their decision. So we've gotten to the point now where we're on par with students at other schools to where we're now a viable option as we weigh the pros and cons of all the schools when the students sit down with their families and discuss where am I going to spend my next fall semester.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer if school A, B, or C doesn't work out, perhaps Raritan Valley. Now it's Raritan Valley's on par with those other schools, and what does that bring to the table that my other four-year options don't?
Right.
And
well, it's so funny. I one of the things I do is every morning I have a financial planner that we talk about the markets, and we have a radio show on Huntership Radio. It's the Something's About Money show with Joe Patton and Michelle Heidi. Joe Patton says that every student should do a business plan when they go to college.
Yeah,
and his theory is that if you looked at your business plan and the investment of your college education and then paired it with your eventual income generating career, that you might make a different choice. So voila, what you guys are doing not only puts you on par with the four-year colleges from an academic point of view, but it also makes you a viable choice because it becomes a cost-benefit analysis. So you're getting a better value.
Oh, absolutely. I tell the students all the time. I mean, you can come to Raritan Valley for 2 years and then go to the same four-year school you were planning to go to at a college.
Right.
And you could tell your family to buy you a SUV or if you went to a private school, have them buy you a Ferrari.
Yep.
And because that's the amount of money you're going to save in 2 years coming to Raritan. So you can go to the four-year school and get a four-year degree or come to Raritan for two, the four-year for two. In the same four-year window, you have the same bachelor's degree.
Yep.
You probably have a better understanding of what school you're going to and why, and you're not going to be in student loan debt until you're 35 or 40.
And you got a support structure with your family.
Absolutely, and you have two or three extra years to transition, mature, prepare for the next step.
What I know you, it might not be fair for me to ask this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you know what the 4 year colleges, what the dropout rate is?
I don't. No. I'm sorry.
Because I get the feeling that it's pretty significant. I thought it was somewhere in the 30% to 40% range. That when you went into a four-year college the first 2 years, because it was just overwhelming, like you were talking about at the beginning of the show, and you can't find yourself, and you figured out that your major isn't the right one for you,
that a lot of people bolt out of there. Here you're giving people a lot more opportunity to find themselves, gain their footing, gain their maturity, and get on the on the positive track in a better pace.
Absolutely.
Not a rushed pace. Like the four-year college, everybody thinks they got to have the degree in 4 years. It's just not the way life is anymore.
No, you have to run your own race in life and in college. And I mean, we have over 80 articulation agreements with four-year schools that have specifically outlined.
I love that.
We have students that transfer all over the country.
Yep.
And now globally, because now we have agreements internationally.
Yep. Really?
Yes. University of Greenwich. And a few others that we're developing.
That's a new development.
So yeah, we're in the midst of of globalizing. So it's really going to be really is come to Raritan and go anywhere, and that's not limited to the United States any longer.
No.
It's definitely, like I said, it's a first choice school. It's no longer, or if it was ever considered a backup plan or a plan B, it's certainly not now.
Okay. So now my next question is: so you've taken this cool cohort. You've mixed them amongst the general population of RVCC. What have you seen? Have you raised the tide? Have you raised the boats of everybody else that's sitting there looking at it, and watching the success of this plan and the general population is trying to achieve that same level? Or are they trying to get in after the fact? Is there a possibility?
Yes, absolutely. The Honors College does accept transfer students as sophomores. So if a student spending the full 2 years at Raritan in the Honors College is required to do at least 8 honors classes within 2 years, we will accept select transfer students in after their freshman year. They have to do at least 4 honors classes in their final year, in their sophomore year.
Okay.
And to be eligible, they have to earn a 3.5 or higher GPA in their first year at Raritan.
Okay.
So there's incentive for students who didn't get in to the Honors College out of high school, because we do reject students because we have it's a competitive admissions process. So we will have situations where students want to be in the Honors College, but unfortunately, due to the size of our learning community, our cohort, are not able to get in. And so an incentive for them is to work extremely hard in their first year and reapply as transfer students. And we've had that happen.
Wow.
Additionally, the Honors College classes, after we get the Honors College students enrolled, we open up remaining seats in those classes to the general RV population.
Okay.
So any student with a 3.5 GPA or higher who wants to sample an Honors class but perhaps isn't ready to fully immerse in the cohort-based Honors College can take an individual Honors class of his or her choosing. And what happens is, more often than not, the students just love the experience, and they see it as like, wow, this is what I need. And because everybody's so motivated, everybody's at that same level of, I want big things in life. I have the same passion for learning. And then those students will often apply to get into the honors program the year later as transfers. And one of the reasons they list when we interview them is, I had an honors class with some of the Honors College students my first year, and this is an experience I have to have.
That's
got to
be the best qualitative answer you can get right
absolutely
there.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Is. Absolutely.
Wow. So, all right, you started out in 2009 with 17. How
2011.
Oh, 2011. How has it progressed from that point?
Well, now that was the first year. Now we have both a freshman and a sophomore cohort.
Right.
We're at 47 students now.
Okay.
And this past fall that we just started back in September, we enrolled our largest cohort of 30.
Okay.
So,
and what's the population of RVCC?
RVCC has around 8,000 students total. Okay. And so, again, we have about 47 total in our program. So we do... Yeah, we're that, certainly...
That's honors right there. 0.5 is honors. Okay. So you have 30 students right now, and that's the freshmen coming in?
30 freshmen and 17 sophomores.
So you have 47 total right
now.
Okay. What is the criteria? You're going out and you're shopping this option to the high schools in the area, not just in the area, but certainly in our area. What do these students need to know to be involved?
Sure. To be eligible, you have to have a 3.5 or higher GPA in high school.
Okay.
You have to be in the top 20% of your high school class. And for an SAT, we're looking for anything usually over 1,700 or higher. And we ask that you have two of those three criteria met.
Okay.
And then So that's the basic academic.
So just for my own and for qualification purposes.
Sure.
So if I don't have a 3.5, but I do have the 1700, and I'm still in my 20%, I'm still good.
Correct.
You'll be considering me.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Despite being an honors program, we are at heart a community college, which means we employ a certain amount of common sense to our application process. It's
sure.
not a rigid. You have a 3.49. Don't bother. we have a holistic look at things, and that's why for us the entire application matters, not just did you meet a certain set of measures, because as we tell the students, who you are is not a piece of paper and a series of exams and metrics.
Sure.
Who you are is a collection of experiences and
right.
passions for learning and things that always can't be put in a little box.
Right.
And so that's why for us the recommendation letters are important. Again, I guess to differentiate between the traditional Raritan application, the Honors College application requires two letters of recommendation,
mm-hmm.
one from a high school instructor, the second from either another instructor or a guidance counselor.
Right.
They have to write a 500-word essay on why they'd like to be a member of the Honors College.
Mm-hmm.
And then once all those application materials and the supporting documents are sent to us, high school transcripts, SAT scores, et cetera, we'll then review the applications that have come in, and then we'll call the students that we're interested in meeting with to come in for an interview. And at that interview, we'll get a chance to know them more, to answer some questions, to fill in the blanks, to let them really talk about who they are as a person.
Right.
And, again, pieces of paper may give us some basic understanding of their academics, but who they are is something that can't be found out until you get to talk to someone.
Sure. During those interviews, is there a advising testing of their mettle per se? Are you advising them as to the rigors that they're signing up for?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, certainly it's evident in the materials that we hand out. It on the application it talks about the expectations, but we do convey in those interviews. And I should mention that I coordinate the honors program with the faculty member,
mm-hmm.
Lynn Kowski. She's the chair of the math department,
right.
and she's my faculty partner in this. The interviews, it's a very informal. It's just Lynn, Dr. Kowski, myself, and the student. And we're getting to know more about them, what makes them tick. We explain to them the expectations of the college, the GPAs that you have to maintain, the number of honors classes you have to take, what we are all about as an honors college. But then we allow the student to tell us more about does that align with what their vision of college is.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes students may be extraordinary on paper, but they may lack the motivation.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
You need the intrinsic.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times parents and students will ask us what you're looking for, because I guess that's a common question that four-year colleges get all the time for admissions.
Well, that's
the extrinsic. What are you looking
for? That's the extrinsic.
And what I always tell them is pretty simple. We're looking for extraordinary. And you can define extraordinary however you like, because,
ouch.
You know, we've had valedictorians in our honors program. We've had, three-sport star athletes. We've had students with 2,200 on their SATs. We've had students that have turned down extraordinary colleges. We've had a wide array of students, and so when those applications come rolling in, it's very
right.
interesting to see, what schools are represented and the interesting stories each application tells.
Sure. Now, tell me a little bit about what is it like to be in the program. What would I experience? I know you told me about the cohorts of this
sure.
this energy, but how much more rigorous is the classes that I'm going to take
sure.
in that?
Well, that's also a common misconception about honors, is that honors, a lot of people think that means more work, and it actually just means a higher quality. It's a depth versus breadth issue.
Okay.
So if a regular English class requires a 5-page paper, an honors English class doesn't require a 20-page paper. It just requires a better 5-page paper.
Okay.
Perhaps additional critical thinking. More sources need to be cited, things like that.
Sure.
The honors classes, most students, since, again, they take both honors and non-honors classes every semester between the general education core we mentioned and then some major specific classes, the expectation, the instructor's expectation for the students is different. They assume
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
The sub above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Long security lines at O'Hare International Airport Sunday night in Chicago were so bad that many who missed their flights were forced to bunk at the airport on cots. American Airlines broke out the cots and blankets around 9:30 for stranded passengers who waited more than 3 hours to get through security. Senator Chuck Schumer says airports should bring in more trained dogs to cut down on those long lines. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
New York senior senator is calling on the TSA to boost the number of bomb-sniffing dogs at New York airports.
TSA canines can really help take a bite out of time.
Current wait times at Kennedy Airport alone have increased more than 80% over the past year. He says dogs could help.
You don't have to take off your coat or your belt or your shoes because they can smell any explosives.
Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you dreamed of going to the Holy Land and see the places that you've read about in the Bible? Hi, this is Governor Mike Huckabee. Join Western Journalism and me for the Israel Experience 2016. You'll experience the land of the Old Testament and the Gospels, the complex and beautiful land that was the setting for the teachings, the battles, and the miracles of the Bible. During your Israel experience, you'll walk where Jesus walked, sit atop the Mount of Beatitudes, and pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. You'll explore the old city of Jerusalem and swim in the Dead Sea. Join me and embrace the great beauty and spiritual significance of this land. Go to IsraelExperience2016.com/Western Journalism. Airfare to Israel, 5-star hotel accommodations, all meals, fees, and even tips are included in this journey that'll change your life. IsraelExperience2016.com/Western Journalism. Come to Israel this year.
In its new campaign to indoctrinate youth, the ISIS terrorist group has launched a new app geared to promote Islam and its jihadist conquest to children on a global scale. The Library of Zeal, also known as the Propaganda Department of the Islamic State, is promoting the new app called Huruf, which interprets to alphabet or letters from Arabic to English. Reports say the app is now available on Android devices for children, who ISIS commonly refers to as, quote, cubs of the caliphate. Donald Trump says he is not considering Marco Rubio to be his running mate. The denial comes after former Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson, who advised Trump on the selection of his running mate, dropped some names to the Washington Post over the weekend. Carson says the real estate mogul was considering Rubio, as well as former candidates John Kasich, Ted Cruz, Chris Christie, and Sarah Palin. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The U.S. Supreme Court is ducking a major ruling on a hotly contested part of the Affordable Care Act. The High Court not ruling on a challenge by a Christian nonprofit employers to the law's mandate providing female workers health insurance that includes birth control coverage.